We hear more in the human voice than just words. Tone, pitch, and timbre also play a role. That's what we explore in our monthly listener contest called Vocal Impressions. You send in word pictures brought to mind by a few distinctive voices, and writer Brian McConaughey reads the results.
Congratulations and thanks again for all of you who submitted a response. So we'll begin with Christopher Walken.
This watch was first purchased by your great-grandfather during the First World War, made by the first company to make wristwatches.
Charles Reggiani describes Christopher Walken's voice as a car salesman who just quit smoking 3 days ago and has poison ivy on his arms. Marty Conboy offers he's the nervous shifting eyes of your neighbor's crazy dog. Michael Anacini says he sounds like a soft, windy rain threatening to become a thunderstorm.
3 days before the Japanese took the island, your granddad asked a gunner on an Air Force transport to deliver to his infant son his gold watch.
Billy Combs says he sounds like the guy you ask, "How you doing?" at the bus stop and regret you ever did. And Michelle Moreau describes his voice as death's jovial kid brother. Next was Henry Kissinger.
We believe that peace is at hand.
Marilyn Phillips declares he sounds like a ride downhill on a sled before it has snowed. Curtis Clark says Henry Kissinger sounds like the love child of Marlene Dietrich and Elmer Fudd.
We believe that an agreement is within sight.
And John Peck describes him as sounding like pudding skin.
Yes, sirree.
Then we had Andy Devine.
Why, when you wear shoes with that famous picture of Buster and Tige, right where your heel goes, that means you're a real member of old Andy's gang.
Craig Farquhar states he's the kid everyone made fun of in elementary school who grew up to be a really nice guy, but you still won't sit next to him on the bus. John Harrison offers Andy Devine sounds like a poorly cleaned chimney.
Kids, today midnight is going to play her little cigar box fiddle for us, and Squeaky isn't going to play anything.
And Laura Cole says he sounds like what the fruity bits inside the Jell-O salad hear when the Jell-O is vigorously jiggled. And our last voice of the group?
Why should I feel so sad?
Jeanette McDonald.
Treasuring the memory of these days. Always.
Beth Bailey says her voice is like an icicle dripping directly into your ear. Brenda Colliday says Jeanette McDonald's voice is what the lady in the mothball-scented hat in the pew next to you hears in her head when she sings. And lastly, Tom Hale says she sounds like a factory whistle announcing quitting time.
Goodbye.
And so, on to our next group of voices, which includes...
Come on, wake up. We have company.
Paula Winslow, who is better known to traumatize children everywhere as the voice of Bambi's mother.
You must never rush out on the meadow. There might be danger. Out there, we're unprotected. The meadow is wide and open, and there are no trees or bushes to hide us. So we have to be very careful.
Never again should a black or Hispanic or woman...
Founder of the Rainbow Push Coalition, Jesse Jackson.
Are you, because of race, religion, or sex, be limited?
Comedian Jerry Seinfeld.
I tell you what they should do. They should combine the two jobs. Make it one job, cop slash garbage man. I always see cops walking around with nothing to do. Grab a broom.
And Grace Slick, Jefferson Airplane's lead singer. And we'll be back next month with your replies.
Vocal impresario Brian McConaughey. To take part in our contest, go to npr.org and type the words Vocal Impressions in the search window. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.